Okay, so we were up to, it's the first wide line on Chaf Hei Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, or the Mishnah had said, Shach B'Sad Lo Yivana B'Mot, that if you shecht an animal in the field, so then when you bring it in, you know, this animal that's dying, and you want to shecht it before it becomes a nevela, so when you bring it from the field where you shecht it, you don't bring it on the pole, you bring it in pieces, and that was what we discussed last week. But then the Gemara picks up and says, Tana Rabbanan, Eina Suma Yotzei B'Maklo, a blind person can't go out with his stick, which we started talking about last week, but we'll talk about now more. V'lo haro'eh b'tarmilo, and a shepherd with his pouch, his satchel, whatever they call it. V'ein yotzin b'kisei, and you don't go out on a chair, right? So this was people who would be carried on chairs, on people's shoulders. You know. I don't know if it's only, if it's a regular chair, if it's a, you know, those fancy chairs, probably more something like that, you know. Like I said, I mentioned last week, I think the English word is a palanquin, right? And for some reason in English, someone looked this up and decided to use the word palanquin. I think that's right. Echad ish v'echad isha. Neither a man or a woman. So the Gemara says, "Ani, is that true?" V'ashalach Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi zaken echad haya b'shkono seinu. But Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi said there used to be an elder in his neighborhood. V'yotze b'galudki shelo, and he used to go out on this right, some sort of chair structure. Right. I mean, Rashi translated
stool,
in
something great, fly the stool.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like one of these chairs. I don't know, some different version of it. I don't read old French.
Well, stool says a folding seat.
Okay, there you go. Right, a fold stool. Huh. Right. Interesting. Okay, some sort of chair. Uval v'shalosh Rishu ben Levi v'amar and Rabban Shmuel Muter. And Rishu ben Levi said, "Well, if the community needs him, so then it's fine." V'samchu Rabosenu al divrei.
Achei Shakya. We're talking about Yom Tov still, right?
We'll come to that.
No, I'm just saying, this Gemara is still...
Well, we're not sure, right? We noted this already last week.
Right.
This is a machlokes, right? The pens here. Mm-hmm. Right? We saw that this was a machlokes. The simple understanding is we're talking about Yom Tov here.
Right.
And therefore, there's no Isser D'Oraisa of carrying because it's Yom Tov. The problem here is one of Tircha, or a Zilusa de Yom Tov, really.
Right.
And that's why you can waive it. Though we saw that the Beis Yosef is Medayik from the Tur, who brings it in some Shin Aleph, which is Hilchos Shabbos, the Tur thinks that this is Shabbos. So we'll come back to, well, you know, let's just review what we saw with that then, right? The majority position, that of the Beis Yosef and the Rambam, right, and others, is that the issue here, we're talking all about Yom Tov, right? Meaning it's Yom Tov, and therefore there's no problem of carrying. The only problem is Zilusa, right? It's just it's degrading to Yom Tov to be schlepping people on your shoulders. But since it's only a spirit of the day problem, if community needs him, so we waive the prohibition.
What do they need him for?
What?
What do they need him for?
We'll see, right? You need him. He's a Zokain, right? He's a scholar.
He's the local doctor.
So we're going to come to the
Zilusa or
95-year-old doctor.
So we'll get to that in just in a second. But whatever, right, for whatever reason this is, and you know that's what we'll get to today. Right, this is Zilusa. Right, this is degrading, and that you can waive on Yom Tov. We saw the Beis Yosef assumes this. We saw this last week. This is number two. Beis Yosef assumes the Torah thinks it's even Shabbos. Now, how could it be Shabbos? There's two possibilities. One is to say, right, it's in a place where there's an Erev, or it's inside, or it's in a Chatzer, right, and it's not a carrying problem, and then you could say that even on Shabbos it's just a spirit of the day problem. Or, what the Bach, the Beis Yosef suggests and rejects, but the Bach accepts, is that it's actually not biblically prohibited to carry somebody on your shoulders, because we have a halacha that Echai no se et atzmo, that if a person can walk himself, so carrying them is not a violation of carrying on a biblical level. And since the chair will be, you know, nullified to the person you're carrying, and the person you'd be allowed to carry on a biblical level, so maybe it's actually permitted. But the simplest understanding is Yom Tov. So let's assume either this is Yom Tov or Shabbos within an Erev, right? Those are probably the two neater explanations. And so the Gemara brings two stories, right, that you're allowed to waive it for the community needing him. So right, one was this this elder in the town of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, and then they continued with some kind of Rabbo Seinu al Divrei Achei Shakya. The Amar Ana Pikti Rav Huna Mihine Lishila Mishila Lihine. They used to rely on Achishakya, who said that they used to carry. Used to carry Rav Huna on his shoulders from Hine to Shili and from Shili to Hine. As Rashi notes, there was no Tchum Shabbos violation between them. It wasn't so far. Big deal. You know, it wasn't so far. V'am Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak, Ana Apikte Lamar Shmuel, Vishim Shalotula, Mitula Shimsha, I used to carry Shmuel from the sun into the shade and from the shade into the sun. So, how is that mutter? The Gemara says, "Hasuk with our time, how you rob him? Shrich lo mutter." Must be a case where the community needed him, and if the community needed him, then it's permitted. So, Amar le Rav Nachman lechama bar Adam shliach tzion. Right. So, Rav Nachman said, "Lechama bar Adam, the messenger of tzion." Right. Rashi says he used to travel from Yerushalayim a lot. Right. He used to go to Yerushalayim a lot. He was the go-to person. He had a message going to Yerushalayim, so he was the go-to person. He said, "Kisalak lahasam." When you go to Yerushalayim, Akiv vizil asuma detzur. Go and climb the mountain of the rock, the cliff of Tzur. You know, this is like classic movie thing, right? Climb the highest mountain, and there's the rabbi at the top of the mountain, right? Right? But unlike in the movie, right? It's like a joke, right? Because in the movies, they'll ask them like the secret of life, and here it's Vizil Agabi Yaakov Bar Idi. Go ask, find Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Uboy Mine Kisei Maatun Bei. Right? Ask him what he holds about, you know, schlepping people around on chairs on Shabbos, right? It's much more, you know, it's like, you know, you fit. If you replace the, like, you know,
meaning of life with
the Buddhist, you know, monk meaning of life one, and put a rabbi there, then it's gonna inevitably be some, like, you know, prat in like Hilchos Shabbos, right? You know, it was like, you know, there was a teacher in Gush that at some point he this was in YU, right? This was in YU, that Benjamin Blech, right? They invited him at some point. He had a whole story to this, but he was invited to the Vatican. To their library, right? And he asked, like, some of the Rosh Yeshiva, like, what should I do when I'm in the Vatican? And they, like, they gave him a few questions about Girsa and the Rambam that caused all those problems. And said, can you check the good Girsa, like, in the Vatican, which they eventually published. But you know, rabbis sometimes have very... Yeah, anyways. So, Adaz al-Hassam nach nafshe, right? And lo and behold, before he got there, he died, right? He never, the pressing question of his life, he never got the answer to.
So it's a sad story.
But it's a very sad story, right? So nach nafshe Yaakov ra'idi, ki salik ashke l'dvei Yisreika. But then, so he said, whatever, I'll ask somebody else, right? So he asked Zreika, I'm like, kisen ma'atun me, what do you think about this chair thing? So I'm like, hachi, I'm rabbi ami b'vajali kateif. And he said, well, you can do it,
but don't put it on your shoulder.
Right, yeah, but don't do it the normal way, right, on the shoulders. What does that mean? So, my vachali katev, what don't you do? So he said, Amar Rav Yosef Berei Dirava Ba'alunki. Right, he said, what you shouldn't do is, Rashi says, Shinos in Zrol Katev Chaver, Vachaver Aktefo, Vizebikiso Yosheva Zrotav, De Mizchaze Derechol for Hestil, Holech Makom Rachok Femian Osen Bain Yedehen Bikiso. Right, so there were two ways they used to carry people on chairs. One was they would physically pick up the chair, and the other way was that they would take two people and put, right, you know, their hands on each other's shoulders and then put the chair on top of that. So he said, that. Right, is, you know, I assume it wasn't like a chair like this, it was probably flat, right? They just sat. But he said, that's too public, right? Because then you're up at the height, right? If you carry them, right, at shoulder height, you carry the chair, you know, so then, you know, you're not above everybody. It's not like the whole world can see. If you put the chair on top of the shoulders, so that's more public, so you shouldn't do that. Ani Rav Nachman Sharle Yalta Lemefak Alunke. I said, really? But Yalta, right? The wife of Rav Nachman used to go on the Alunke. She said, Shani, Yalta Dibiasa. Yalta was different, right? She was scared. And it's more stable, apparently, when you have the hand on shoulder thing than just carrying the chair. I mean, I guess that makes sense, right? Now it'll tip over with the chair in the hands. If it's on the shoulder, it's a bit more stable, and so it wasn't an option. Amemar Zutra Mekatvi Lubi Shabbata Duragla Mishumbi Isusa. And they, right, this happened with Amemar Marzutra, that they would do it on the shoulders on Shabbos because of the regel, because they were afraid. Or because it takes longer. It takes longer to go not on the shoulders, and it would waste time for the community, and therefore they did that. Okay, so there's a bunch of questions we have to ask on this Gemara. So one we've already dealt with, which is, are we talking about Shabbos? Yom Tov is the issue here, Zilusa, carrying. But let's assume we're talking about Zilusa. Right, or carrying, honestly, right? The question that everyone wants to know is, okay, why is this true? Right? Why can't a blind person go out with their walking stick, right? If it's a Zilusa problem, so why is it a Zilusa, right? Why is that anti-Yom Tov spirit? If it's a carrying problem, so why is it a carrying problem? Why wouldn't it be a carrying problem? So the reason people wonder why it's a carrying problem is because of the Mishnah and Shabbos. So good, eight, the Mishnah and Shabbos tells you, Akitei Yosef Bekavshelo, the very mayor, that a someone who has his leg cut off can go out with this, like, this crutch, essentially. That's Reb Meir's position. Reb Yossi Oser. Reb Yossi says you can't. The Yishlo Beis Kibol Ktitin Tameh, it has, like, anything that could hold anything, right?
A receptacle,
thank you, that's the word, right? Then it can become El Toba, because it's the halacha is the pshute kliyetz, right? A flat piece of wood cannot become impure, but if it has a receptacle, it can. Smucho shalo, so this kiteya, this kav, is... right, the kiteya, the kav is like his... is not the main thing they walk out with. The main thing they walk out is this smuchos, right? The smucho chelo, right? That's his main way of getting around. So that's man midras. That is a kli and it become tameh of sitting. The yotzin men meshavas and nichnas and ban vazara. And those everyone agrees he can walk out with, right? So there are certain things that are like secondary to the person without the leg, this kav. But his main thing, his smuchot, he can go out on Shabbos. So why, right? Without getting to the difference of the kav and the smuchot, etc., everyone agrees that this lame person's main cane, crutch, whatever you want to call it, it's mutter on Shabbos. So why not the summa? Meaning, if it's a Zilusa problem, it's not a Zilusa problem. And here, we assume it's not even a carrying problem. It's not a carrying problem because it becomes like his leg. Right, that's the halacha. We treat it as if it's his leg, and therefore he's allowed to take it out on Shabbos. So why is that not true of the blind person? So the Rashba says a nine, simply, by time of the summa l'shivisha efshar lo below makel v'afil biyom tev aser. But the Rashba follows the position this is the spirit of Shabbos, but this is equally true of his carrying. Right, the difference will be yom tov here, but he says, let's assume it's a spirit of Shabbos problem. He said, look. In the spirit of Shabbos, it's in the spirit of Shabbos to walk with something you need. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos something you walk that you don't really need. So he said, a blind person, you know, see, this doesn't seem to be his walking stick in the way we think of it nowadays, right? It wasn't something that made him, you know, I'm guessing, right, that made him fully, you know, not fully, but made him somewhat independent, and therefore he needed it. It was, or maybe it is, but it's, a blind person can walk without it, right? He can walk without it. But these crutches, you can walk out even on Shabbos, I'm sure, on Yom Tov, because he can't walk without it. And therefore, it's not a Zilusa problem, it's not a degradation of Yom Tov, and it's not even a carrying problem. Now, from a carrying level, I understand. Right, from a carrying level, you could say, look, even if a blind person isn't, you know, can't really walk around without it, it's not part of his, it's not his leg. Right, he's blind, not lame. Someone's lame, his prosthetic leg, let's say, is his prosthetic leg. Right? The blind person, say what you want, that's not his, it's not his leg, right? It's a stick he's carrying. So from a carrying perspective, it makes a lot of sense. From a kavod of Yom Tov problem, Shabbos or Yom Tov problem, it is a bit weird, but I mean, you don't really have a choice, that's what you have to say.
What about a staff that everybody else walked around?
You didn't do it on Shabbos.
Yeah, you didn't do it on Shabbos, period.
No, that's the whole right, Rabban Gamliel thing, right? right? Rabbi Gamliel says to Rabbi Yeshua, the symbol of violating Yom Tov is come with your
staff.
Your staff and your money pack.
You couldn't walk around with your staff.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So it sounds like. He says, "Vizeshaninu perik b'me'isha yotze hakitei b'kav shel yirimer yotze oser v'chut v'gomer smucho shelo t'min yotem b'shabas u'peir shem shakavu chokuk v'niach bo shoko u'smucho z'haynu smucho shel keta b'shnei ragla v'holech al shokav." Right. So, what is the difference? So, Rashi had said the kav is right. It sounds like he didn't quite walk on it. It was it held his thigh. But the smuchot are what he actually...
Sounds like a prosthesis.
Right, well, it sort of sounds like it, except that it doesn't, because the smuchot sound like that. Right? The smuchot are, you know, he puts on his... Or maybe the difference is 1 foot versus 2 feet, right? That's what it sounds like. Smuchot hainu smuchot shel keta b'shnei ragla v'holech al shoka v'al arka v'ozav osan smuchot shel or b'shoko. Right? The smuchot are someone who has no feet. Right? And therefore, this is how he walks, right? The kiteya, it sounds like, right, he has one leg, and he can, I don't know, hop. So I don't know if this makes it easier for him. Now, the Rajba clarifies, however, though, it's not quite a prosthetic, right? Not a prosthetic leg, because the way the Rajba understands it from Rashi is that the rule is as follows. Anything you can't walk without, you're allowed to carry on Shabbos. Anything you can walk without, you can't. So it must be that this wasn't right his prosthetic leg that allowed him to walk, because then by this rule, right? Because that's what he says. He said the difference isn't kav or smuchot, right? He said a kav, right? A stick that he needs to walk, he can also walk with. Right? Anything that he can't walk without. And so again, what exactly these all look like, I'm not sure. But the way the Rajba understands is anything you physically can't walk without, so it becomes like your leg, and it's not a carrying problem, and it's not a spirit of the day problem. Anything you could walk without is a carrying problem, potentially, and a spirit of the day problem, potentially. V'yavo b'shein and shurinbo...
Prosthesis would be okay, I'm sure.
Yeah, prosthetic leg would be... right, exactly. And this is even if it's not tied. Lekalamecha jomanafli v'asilisu yesher yachol alech. And he says, and you don't have to worry, right? Sometimes on Shabbos, we don't let you carry things, so wear things that if they fall off, you might carry them, right? Like Rashi says, you can't wear a hat, right? That'll fly off because you'll end up carrying it. He says, that's not a problem with the prosthetic leg. If the prosthetic leg falls off, he's not going to, right? He's going to put it back on before he walks, right? That's just the way things are. And he says, and therefore, Rabbeinu Tam, based on this logic, that the fundamental distinction isn't attached, not attached, it's can you walk without it or not, Rabbeinu Tam let someone walk with a cane, if that's what he needed. Right? Whatever it was that someone needed, right? Now, the distinction for him seems to be can you walk with it or not, right? So something that just makes it easier, right? Probably he would say is usher, right? That's what is the summa b'maklo, is the right the blind person, someone who can't walk at all. So then he says it's part of your foot, it's part of your leg. Okay.
But is the Rashba just talking about Shabbat? Like you keep on adding Zilzul, but I mean he appears to be mentioning Shabbat in most of the cases. So on Yom Tov, would he hold differently?
So our sug is oh well. So this is, the reason I'm going back and forth is just because, you know, I'm using the Rajba's analysis of the sugya. No, but he says the first line is filled with Yom Tov Aser. First line. Right? Like 10 lines, words in. Right? About filled with Yom Tov Aser. Right. Now, again, that could be... You know, this goes back to our discussion last week, right? According to people that it's the spirit of the day, it's the spirit of the day problem. According to people that it's a carrying problem, so then on Shabbos it makes sense because you're not allowed to carry. And in Yom Tov, as we saw, that depends on whether you think you're allowed to carry things Litzorech and whether you consider this Litzorech, which is a bit difficult, but, you know, it's a little bit hard to say this isn't Tzorech at all, but that was what some of some of the Acharonim noted that you have to explain the, you know, some of the Rishonim go in this direction.
Line is saying the option is saying ve'ein tzarich l'gil yontov. In other words, it's permissible.
if he can't walk without it. Correct.
Okay.
But right?
In the rest of what he's saying, of what's not permissible, he's talking about on Shabbat, the other things that a lame person may use are not permissible on Shabbat.
Right.
Well, but he's not applying that.
Well, it sounds like even on Yom Tov, right? Meaning the whole context here is where the Kiteya, the total Kiteya, right? Well, he says, no, the Smuchot are Mutter, because they're Mutter and Shabbos. He doesn't actually in this piece say whether someone with a Kav,
right,
would be allowed to go on Yom Tov. He doesn't weigh in on that one, okay, right, explicitly. No. That he doesn't weigh in on.
So all I'm trying to define here is, so he's basically saying the issue is what's not zilzul on the latter.
That we saw already, right? Meaning the Rajba himself in number 5 had said that, right? In the Avodas HaKodesh, right? I'm just using his analysis and noting that the same thing could be said for he, right? Seems to take more of the carrying approach, and then we have to. We saw that the Rajab himself seems to say it's about carrying, and that Slach had said it must be that he thinks that if you can walk without it, it's not considered Soreth at all. But if you want to understand it in the Zilusa sense, you could use the same analysis for it. The Meiri in 10 also weighs in. He says, "V'lo amrein yotzin el b'smuchos v'heim shiraglof tluim ba'avir v'inogin ba'aretz v'osin lahem smichos sho'or sho'leitz v'mnei shepamim nismach aleim k'sho'ole b'karka gavoa." So he understands this a bit different. And he says that you can't go out with the smuchos, right? So he has either a different girsa, or flips, you know, smuchot and kav. But he says the smuchot are things that don't touch the ground.
He says, "Below Amru, and you know, they didn't say that you can't go out. You can go out for everything. In other words, El Besmucha."
Oh, sorry. Okay, no, you got right. Okay, it's that double negative, right? It says you can only go out with the smucha, right? And that's where you below Amru ain't yotzin. No,
you could only not go out the smucha.
Right? No. So I was right the first time. That's against our girsa of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the smuchos in Shabbos, the smuchos you can go out with, and the kav you can't. Let's see if we can figure out how he's reading this. One second. He says, "V'lo amru ein yotzin ela b'smuchos v'heim shiraglof tluyim ba'avir v'einogin ba'aretz v'osin lahem smuchos shel or o shel eitz." Right? So if they dangle in the air, and you have these supports of leather or wood. Sometimes you lean on them when you go up, you know, on an incline. So you can't go out with them because you don't normally need them. Or sometimes they fall off. Okay, let's leave what his gear says in terms of which is the smuch and which is the kav. And let's take its principle, right? He says it depends. Something that you don't need, right, for most of the time, and I'm not quite sure of this metzios, why you don't need it, right? I don't know if, like, normally the guy would, like, crawl, and if he was going up, then he would use these. It's not fully clear to me what exactly he's describing. But
like
he said,
functionally don't help you walk.
Well, yeah, but they help you going uphill, right? That's what it sounds like, right? It's like, right, that's what he says, right? If you're going up, right, so if you're going up, then they, right, then it helps, because, like, you know, you're dangling in the air, and they help you go up.
Like pogo sticks?
I honestly
don't
know.
They don't touch the ground.
So I don't know exactly, right, so I don't know exactly what the Matthias is describing, but his rule is, right, that, right, if you don't need them always, they're usur. But Alamishas of Samja Ochid Biyada Lismok Behem, but a cane or something that you need to walk, Mutulas Mem Shabbos, Bua Din Lamaknos, called Manchena Yachol Leilach Bezul Samjain, Am Lawel Kamin Allah. Anytime you need them, they're like your shoes. Vyavo Bishain Shurin Bo, even if they're not tied. Vain Lacho Shishmatu Vyavim Shain Yachol Lalech, Elam Conditional Lamb. And then we don't have to worry that they'll fall off because you wouldn't be able to walk without them. V'chein hitiru binu tzarfash. She's karnav ni adam v'nech bashem v'yishlam kavalim biraglim. She mutan lotzis imam b'rshut ha-rabim. And this is what the Raj where he quoted from Benu Tam, that they used to allow people who had, again, whatever exactly, I don't know all the different contraptions they had, but if they had these things in their legs that allowed them to walk, so they were allowed to walk, even Rosh Hashanah, even on Shabbos. But if it's a cane that you just use because you're, you know, someone's elderly, they can walk without it, but it helps them, then it's asr lots of shabbos ein shrichen kol kach ve'einam el lios hiluch nakel etzlam. It only makes it easier for you. And the same thing is true of someone who can walk with difficulty below makel. V'yesh cholkim miktas tvar melum v'secha shabbos bar bezuz Hashem. And some people argue on this. But the basic rule of Rabbeinu, that of the Balei HaTosfot, that the Rashba quotes and the Meiri quotes, is that the distinction in this sugya is between something that you could walk without, but it would be difficult, and things that you can't walk with at all. Now, the question that you still have to ask, though, is where is this? Right? Is that only in Rosh HaRabim? Right? In Rosh HaRabim, where it's a carrying problem. So then you can only use something which is absolutely necessary. But if it's not Rosh HaRabim, so then you're allowed to use anything that's somewhat necessary, right? Or is that, that no, it's usher.
What would the logic be to making it more difficult for him to walk? And then saying, yeah, you can, you don't use it. It may be difficult for you to walk, but you don't need it. So if somebody...
Well, that's what we've, you know, this sugya has been about, and that's why it's here, right? You know, we did that by the meat. Right, we'll make it harder for you. Right, we'll make you do 50 trips for the meat, but we don't want to do something that looks weekday. Right, for us, a cane doesn't feel like weekday, but for them, you know, so a walking stick was like the symbol of. Now I assume that's what it is, right? That a walking stick was like a weekday thing. So the fact that some people also used it as a cane, right, made it.
But the fact that he's schlepping and schwitzing and. Dripping sweat all over him, and it's not very.
Well, that was the same thing. That was the same thing. That's why it's in the sugya, right? Because that's why it's there.
More weekday than anything else.
Well, that was the thing by meat, or that was the thing by the meat, right? That schlepping back and forth 50 times with a little bit of meat, you're schwitzing and panting. But we like that more than having you schlep it on your back in one fell swoop, because apparently that was a real zilus of the yom. Why is a cane, right? Zilus. I don't know, right? I don't know why it is.
The problem is causing pain to the disabled.
What?
Causing pain to the saying that people with, who are disabled and without their aids can have pain, that's not that important to us. It's not a good PR thing.
Oh, that we haven't gone to Halacha L'Maaseh yet, but let's just this is the wait.
You're taking a modern concept.
No, so anyway, so that well, we're going to get to that in just a minute. We're going to get to it. Don't worry. So, But that's anyways the theoretical basis for this. So let's do halacha l'maisa here, okay? So let's trace it, because by the time we get to the poskim, they're going to deal with it much more l'maisa. So this is what Shulchan Aruch says: Chiger sheinu yochel leilech v'lo makel motor leilech v'afil leinu kasher bo. Someone who's lame and can't walk without a stick, so then he can, even if it's not tied, he's allowed to walk with it. Avol efsher lo leilech. What?
On Shabbos again.
On Shabbos. Now we're on Shabbos. Now for sure we're on Shabbos. I mean, the sugya in Shabbos is clearly about Shabbos.
Right.
Right. In Shabbos, it's for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah.
No. Now we're on Shabbos. Right. Well, after lo leilech zulasa, but it's carried over into Yom Tov also. Right. So it's not clear whether this is zilusa or this is carrying. Right. We at this point we float over into carrying mostly because the sugya in Shabbos is clearly about carrying. Right. And the Rashba in general thinks this is about carrying. definitely the sugya in Shabbos, the chiger sugya is clearly a carrying sugya. The question whether our sugya is also a carrying sugya or it's, you know, Zilusa or both, it's part of the machlokas we saw last week. But the one in Shabbos is clearly about carrying. So at least on Shabbos, the halacha of carrying is, if you can walk without it, you have to. If not, v'eino not halachas atzmo aser. Chol shamanu chol yodina kechiger. Okay. But in Sif Yud Chesh, Shulchan Aruch says, suma aser lo latzes b'makel. And a blind person can't go out with his stick. Umishu aser. Right? If someone, you know, has these, again, these things that he can't walk without, whatever exactly it is, right? These rings that are tied that close up his legs, so he can go out with them.
A
That sounds to me like a guy who's in prison or something.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, someone who has that's...
What do you call it? On the legs, you know, the keychain.
No, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. That's what that is, yeah.
Chains.
So, yeah, this is true. You're right. That's what this is.
One more. It's like modern, you know.
No, but I'll give you a more modern example.
Leg irons, right.
Big rings. My wife has to wear these compression wraps around her legs. Otherwise, her legs swell.
Right, so that's probably more of a baguette, right?
Is it?
Okay. I assume so, right? If you wear it, like...
Why would that even be off?
No, I'm not saying it is. Or, but she
like a wrap? I don't know. I would assume...
What if, for example, she also has to wear an ankle foot brace? That's more like the...
Right, so I don't know. Again, all those things might be more like clothes, right? If you like wear them...
But you can...
I don't know.
Walk without it, though, I guess, in theory.
With great difficulty.
Well,
that's what we're...
No problem with the difficulty.
So, I'm saying we'd rather have the Summa fall down on his face rather than take a stick out?
No, have someone walk with him.
Right.
Have someone walk with him. That's, you know...
I mean, someone holds
if that's not an option, he has to stay at home?
That's clearly what's going on. Yes, I mean that's undeniably what is going on. We haven't gotten to Halacha Lamaisa yet, but so far, yes. I mean we started because we're in Shulchan Aruch already. But okay, so Mishnah Berurah just clarifies some. He says right below Makel Mutter, the Chavin and Yochel Leilach Klal below Makel Avilek Kamin all day. Right, if you can't walk without it, it's like your shoe. Avolim Efshar. It's a V'chein Zaken Olach Beveso below Makel Kshirut Lachos Nishan Al Maklo Machmas Chashus Kocho Ve'ena Nota Lahachzik Asmo. He said, right, the Mishnah Berurah clarifies this. He said, an elderly person who at home walks without a cane, but when he goes outside, he needs a cane, right? Afo bisha gufo minea, even though he shakes and falls, right? I mean, his body is moving back and forth. Asur, you can't walk out. Dehevei hamakel etzlo kamasui, because then it is carrying. Kevan deveso holich b'li makel, because he can walk without it. He says aval, and this is based on Benu Tam. Ivelim hiskin kol kach devishol leilach klal bli makel mutter. Right, what comes out of that is someone who can't walk at all. Right, even in their house, they don't walk without a cane, a walker. So then they can walk with it.
Right.
But he's pretty clear that if it's just difficult, or even yes, Howie, right, even if the guy is shaking, right, and he's mitnaya, he's wavering, right. Well,
the measurement is a wrong measurement.
So, yeah,
in his house, he has what to lean on. In other words, in his house, he has the table, the chair, and he has other things, so he's not using the cane.
Yes. Yes.
So it's not an appropriate yardstick.
Maybe they would say it's okay, because he's not walking alone.
I think that's probably true, right? I mean, if he walks in the house and he leans on things, and he's not walking without things, he just... Right, he's saying...
Is it a question of distance? Like, in the house, he can walk, you know...
So that, I don't know. Right? That's not what's clear. Right? He sounds like he walks around without anything in his house, right? Now, if that means...
It must be. Why can't he do that outside as well? Because it must be the distance that he has to walk.
Right, which means he fundamentally can walk, right?
A short distance.
Right, which is, you know, fundamentally, like, you know, or his grandmother, for the last few years, she had difficulty walking, but she didn't really walk with a cane. What she did was she, like, you know, in Ranana, they have benches every 10 meters, right? She would walk. For, you know, from one bench to the next bench, and she would sit for 5 minutes. She would walk for another, you know, 10 feet, and then she would sit for 5 minutes, right? And she, you know.
I don't think the ground outside was all that level in those days.
Right.
Yeah. Probably. Now, we will get to a moment whether what Rishus were in, but this is fundamentally the principle, at least in Rishus or Rabban, where there's a carrying problem. He says, said, what happens if the guy is walking where he might actually fall? Like, it's rainy and muddy and slippery and icy. Right? So now the Mishnah Berurah from the Taz moves it back and he says, well, there are subjective standards, meaning there's a difference. If the person can walk in the summer, but he can't walk on the ice, so then for when it's icy, his cane becomes like his foot, right? He can't take a single step in the ice without his cane. So then he's like he's someone who can't walk. Now this is right where the distinctions here are very fine, right? Because the person who wavers a little bit, right, shakes a little bit, we say he can walk. But even though he might fall, right? But if someone
it's icy, and therefore he can't walk in these weather conditions, then we say he's lame. Elio Rabba kasav alav de ein ver muchachim. Therefore, the Elio Rabba doesn't like this. He said, "Vegam od achronim reiti shadaitem shein latir b'zerak magam sheish eruv." And therefore, most achronim don't like this. Now, then he notes that all of this, the post can assume, is only right. At least the sugya in Shabbos. At least this part of the sugya, the majority of poskim end up taking the position. The issue here is not the zilusa, even though that is the context for many rishonim. La halacha, they take it primarily as a carrying problem. Therefore, they say this is only relevant in a place where it's a shuz harabim daraisa. If it's not a shuz harabim daraisa, so then we are more willing to be makel. Usher, vafil humakel tif eresh and also lukavod. He says when it's usher, it doesn't matter if this is your fancy cane, right, which is part of your dress, right. He said, it's true that it's like, you know, an adornment, but we don't allow you to carry an adornment, we allow you to wear an adornment, right? You can wear a nice watch, you can't carry a pocket watch, right? There's a difference. So therefore, what chashir if people walk out with their fancy canes, he said, that's asur, outside the Eruv. Right, so halacha, Mishnah Berurah says, but we only take this as a carrying problem. And therefore, we're makel theoretically even on a cane which looks nice, or if you need it a little bit, if it's within the Eruv, aval below tzarech klal ikaz ilusa de Shabbos. So what you see is the Mishnah Berurah tells you we actually accept both svarot. Right, we accept both the carrying svara and the zilusa. How do we do that? So his compromise basically is as follows: if there's a carrying problem because it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and it's Shabbos, so that's the highest level, right? Then the standard you need is it physically possible for the person to walk or not? If it's physically impossible for him to walk, so then the cane or crutches or whatever become like his feet. And therefore, it's mutter. If it's physically possible for him to walk, so then it's carrying. If it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa, if there's an Eruv or you're inside, so then the Mishnah Berurah says the carrying problem has been solved. We have a secondary problem, which is the Zilus of the Shabbos problem. And then the rule is less machmir. It's if you need it even a little bit. So it's not Zilusa, right? So what he's saying is that, look, we do care about the disabled. We care about them, right? Meaning we'll recognize that this is a need enough to waive the Zilusa problem. But if it's a carrying problem, the standard is up here. The standard is it physically possible for you to walk without it? If it is, so then, in the end of the day, you don't, it's not your, because the standard, right, or to put it differently, what's the standard? If it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, what's the standard to make it mutter? It has to be part of your foot, right? Saying something is part of your foot requires a very high standard of saying, I can't do without it.
Okay, but once you have the ace rule, that if it's icy, you're allowed to use it.
And that's why the Taz, or that's why the Elio Rabba says, I don't like that.
Okay, but right? It becomes a doctor's issue. In other words, well, it's a question according to Sam to say, what is the halakha? Can this person, does this person need a cane to be outside or not? And not a rabbinic question.
Okay, so that's a lot of these things. I mean, that doesn't bother me.
What era were we talking about here?
What?
What era were we talking about here?
What era?
Was not the medical era question. Carrying?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Carrying.
What era?
You were
kind of.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
Era.
Okay. Whatever era you rely on, I don't know.
He didn't seem like he wasn't very big on Eruv.
Not as not into them as I am. I mean, like, I don't know, like, and everything is relative, you know. Depends. If you're a brisker, then, you know, no Erev is good enough for you. You know, hence Ruchansin, you know, didn't like any Erevin. But,
what about the Shabbos electric chair? So if someone can't walk, he can use that. That's like that.
So then, presumably, you know, so you don't have a carrying problem. Then you have the electric problem, right? What do you think about the electric?
Assuming that it's assuming you.
Yeah, so presumably that'd be the same thing, right?
So he could use that even if you can't carry.
Presumably, right? Yeah, I mean, you know, assuming you think it's fine in terms of the electric. So yeah, if he can't walk without it, that's what he uses to walk, right? An electric wheelchair or whatever they call it, right?
Or in case my wife, she has a Sheva scooter that works on the Grumma.
Yeah, yeah. It's in Israel, they call it the Kalnoit. I don't know what they call it here, but I mean, it's the same thing. But
right.
It's the Kalnoit, I think they call it, right? Yeah. Right, the light mover or whatever they call it. Yeah, the scooter thing. Yeah, they have different versions of it.
You would have an Arif, so then it would just be...
Right? Yeah. I mean, again, the electric. You'd have to assume that you solve the electric problem, but yeah.
With Grumma, it solves the electric.
Yeah, it's the good. You know, it's this is the Machon Somet one. I mean, there's different versions of it.
It's got to be Sricha, right? It's something you can't just do it for.
Right. Yeah, but that's that's our electric shear for another time. But yes, assuming we solve the electric problem, fine. The Mishnah continues. Dino kechiger hainu detalui gam kem yachol leilapol mamakol. Again, this depends on whether you can walk without it. Aser lo latzeis again hainu chutz la'eru. If we mean outside the air, v'tam de'etzem alichaso esher lo mamakol v'nos lo liyasher psiosav. Right. This is you use it not because you need it, but because it makes you walk a little bit straighter. Right. That again is so. But again, right. The Mishnah Berurah combines the two svarot, and he says that lahalacha. What we do is if you can't walk without it, it's mutter even Roshus HaRabim. That's carrying problem. If you don't have a carrying problem, you only have a Zilusa problem. And a Zilusa problem will much more make ill, right? And then we expand the notion of what is necessary.
So a blind person, and you don't have the carrying problem.
Right, so the problem is the simple understanding of the Gemara, right, is that it's... Right, and that's what the Rajma notes, that even on Yom Tov,
it's
Usser.
Right.
Yeah, right?
Where do you draw the line?
So that's the problem, right? You seem to have these three levels, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning, they assume that, four levels, right? A healthy person, obviously, you couldn't have a Stom cane, though...
Could be a Malbush.
What? So that's what he says. If there's an Eruv, then if it's a Malbush, he allows it. But, the Rajma says, Asuma... Right, we assume it's so not necessary that even on Yom Tov it's Aser, right? That's the simplest understanding of the Gemara.
The Summa, you could even argue it's a Pikuach Nefesh problem.
And again, the Gemara explicitly says it's Aser, right? I mean, that's the problem. This is not like some Chumrav and Achron of the Achronim, right? This is the Gemara's case. The Summa says it's Aser.
We've seen it a different way, but it's, for a blind person to go on the streets we have today, first of all, without at least some indication.
No, so
get someone to walk him.
So first of all, someone could walk him. Second of all, you could say, okay, and many of the poskim do say, right? They say, okay, well, it's because he leaves the house.
Don't leave the house.
Don't leave the house, right?
So what about a hearing aid on Shabbat when you don't have an Eruv?
Yeah, so that's your ear, presumably, right?
Yeah.
I assume that's what the Svara is. Okay. Beralacha says, "Shein yachol leich malamakal v'miyesh mas merosh amakal shows a guma v'alichaza v'psik reisha." Okay, do nichalei tarach inu muter leilch bo mayim mishu azav shusat laheter bazei. Right. So, what happens if in the cane or whatever you have something that makes holes in the ground? So says, okay, then you have a different shaila, right? Psik reisha lo nichalei. Mishra Sav said, that's not the problem we're worrying about. Right, the problem seems to be that it's carrying, and therefore it's a biblical problem. So if you're in Rosh Sarabim, I'm the Prima Gadim Shagam, who rots a lomar mitchila, the heavy kamasui. Ach achar gach hevi, the much malbush, who rag misham gzera, doma osi, the suya dalad amas, Rosh Sarabim. But then the Prima Gadim says, no, I think this is not a carrying problem. He introduces a third possible issue, which does emerge later in the Gemara and Shabbos, that maybe the issue is not Zilusa and not carrying. It's a gzera that you might end up, it might fall off and you might carry it, right? I mean, it's not carrying it itself, it's a problem that you might carry it later. Haina below smicha. Umashma, the sphere, I mean, there are rights, a love, a masbachal gavna, came in the zakam istamechale. So it sounds like, according to Prima Gadim, that if an elderly person needs a cane, even if they don't need it, like they just lean on it because it helps them. So on a biblical level, it's no problem. But on a derabbanan level, it's a problem. But the Mishnah Berurah says that's not the majority position. The majority position that is the issue we're talking about here is carrying. Okay. So now let's go to Halacha L'maaseh, right? Ramoshe, right, captures a lot of the questions that we've been asking. Well, let's take a shot, a tshuva, right, which tries to say, okay, well, what about our, right? Fine. Mishnah, Ramosha says as follows. He says, Aval l'chor tamu, I don't understand this whole sugya. He says, the heter, din yachol leilech klab lo makel, hu mishum digman elim di dei chashiva. So the heter here is that it's like your shoes. Come first barasham. He said, what is this whole sugya? Meaning, you can walk outside barefoot also, but we let you walk out with shoes because it's easier. So why does the same standard not apply to a cane? Right? Meaning, if you say, theoretically, a cane can be your halachic shoe, so why doesn't it have the same standard as a shoe? Right? A shoe makes walking easier. You can walk without a shoe, but we let you walk with a shoe. So why don't you say the same thing about a cane? So I don't understand the whole sugya. Meaning, in the end of the day, if it makes your life easier, it makes it easier to walk, so why is it usher, right? What is it? Right? This is what everyone's been asking, right? Moshe says, I just don't get the sugya. Right? Meaning, I get it. It's what the Gemara said. Now, obviously, you could distinguish. You could say, one's actually wearing and one's not. You know, Chanami. And that's what he says. He says, "V'yesh lomer dehish minalim mama." She said, "Look, I get it. Shoes, mama shoes. Af chenichal yoshalech malom minalim eli yachef. Oh, bekrichot zodin chadome nami motalotzes minalim." He said, "Even if you like walking barefoot, walking out with shoes is mutter. Hu mishum minalim hu lavush, because shoes are, in fact, clothing. They just are. Shilavad inyan halicha hu beged kechol bekadim. It's not just that it helps you walk. It's a shoe. It's clothing." Like, it is, right? This, you don't have to bend over backwards to explain why a shoe is a shoe. It's a shoe. That's what it is. Aval hamakel, she'en bo'inyin levisha. A cane, it isn't a, you're not wearing it. V'chol niven chashiv as a beged hum mitzara halicha. It only becomes a beged, right? It becomes part of you if you, because you need it for walking. She'yozer tov la'adam leich v'makel. Kamo she'ikal in she'en ma'alav anna leich v'men alim. She'gam b'shvil ze yeshlam chashiv as beged. But he said, the reason this whole thing is a sugya is because in the end of the day, it's not clothing. Right? It's the necessity that turns it into clothing. A shoe is clothing. Right? A cane isn't. Then he says, Aval halo mukhruch tamaseh. He said, okay, that makes sense, but not really. He said, no. What made shoes clothing that they help you walk? Huh? Hainu, liyod b'chashiv was beged af below levisha. Shere markel sheev sharleich below ladav gamun echshav kimna levav shein below levisha kol. He said that's not true, because I mean I would have said that it is true, but he doesn't like it, right? He said no, because the fact is theoretically a cane can become like a lavush. Once you say that your cane can become clothing, can become mutter, so why isn't a cane always mutter if you need it at all? He said maybe you just have to raise a different distinction and say no. It's not that a walking stick becomes like a shoe. These are two different heterim totally. Shoes are permitted because they're clothing. Canes are permitted because if you really, really need it, it becomes like your leg. It's not clothing, it's your leg. But turning something into your leg is a harder halachic move than making something a piece of clothing, right? Clothing is an easier thing to accomplish than leg. And therefore, you really should be machmir, even if there's an eruv. What's his proof? That the ikur iser is on Yom Tov, right? Which tells you that either it's a zilus of the Yom Tov problem, or like the Rashba, we don't consider this tzorech, and therefore it's usher to carry even on Yom Tov. Shleka isher otzal tzorech. Ubevada you tzorech af lemish yochol lo makel. Kiyam shelov lefan of Yosher b'makel. You would have said that it's easier to walk with a cane. B'kol shekain lemish yakasha lefan of alicha v'chin lesuma, and a blind person as well. Mikol makom, right? Right, Ramosha is in the same problem that everyone has, is that the simple understanding of the Gemara is that a Suma's walking stick is considered so not necessary that it is overridden by either Zilusa B'Yom Tov, or the way the Rashba formulates it, is that we don't even consider it a Tzorech, and therefore you can't use it even on Yom Tov. The Rak, Mishi Yev Sherlo B'Lo Lech Mel Makel Yishlo Hatir, it's only Mutter for someone who can't walk at all. But then at the end, he says, "Va'inshe mekilin bazeh." He said, after all of this, right, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura, right, the simple understanding of the sugya is that it is usur. But he says, but the reality is that people are mekil. Anyone who has difficulty walking, even if he can walk without a cane, yotzin b'makel, they go out with their canes. Right, this is the reality. They go out there, but tzarach iyun b'zeh. It's really difficult because it seems to be usur. Ukvar nispashe leheter shalosh shayach limchos demutav shiv shogin ufratz as lenev is manazek shemat leker rishus arabim gamor asam in the rice and mikol makom tzarach iyun. And he says, look, mutav yushogin.
That's what he.
I mean, he does that a lot.
People are wrong.
But what do you? So lahalacha, the Ramosha says, yeah, right. Meikra din. He really thinks that going out, if you're someone's blind, meikra din. The simplest read of the sugya is. It's usher even on Yom Tov, either because it's zilusa, or it's because it's considered not tzarech at all.
But I'm surprised he doesn't. Usually, he's very much up to date at what a simul uses. It doesn't use it only. It's like a direction. It's like a
correct. But he says, yeah. But in the Gemara's time, kind of that's what it was also.
Yeah, but
right. And therefore, he says.
No. It's different. They didn't understand it as much.
And therefore, he says. I think it's probably usher, right? And that's the simplest read of the sugya is that it's definitely usher. But in the end, he says, but maybe not. At least if it's not daraisa, so mutiv yushogin, or. But Ramosha notes that limaisa, the simplest understanding of the sugya is that it should be usher. That's what Ramosha says.
Look at the next one. God.
The next one, he says. But he says, however, a wheelchair he thinks is mutter. So the feeling is that Yishkam Godal Hatir Sheshev Al Kisei Mofanayim Sheyachol Gagla Batzmo Shukam Minal Shalov Adif Miminal. Says a what? Even on Shabbos, a wheelchair he thinks is like the person who can't, right, someone who's wheelchair bound and can move himself. He says, well, that's
even Rishus Aramik.
Yeah, right. Because he said the rule is, can you walk yourself or not?
But right? He can't walk. Let's say he can walk himself at home because he can reach around. He doesn't need a wheelchair. So would not be a problem? That's what he said before.
No, the Mishnah Berurah said that doesn't count, right? Someone who can walk doesn't work, right? And you could say, right, if someone walks around at home literally just holding on to things, right? So then maybe that's not considered walking at home, you know, maybe, okay. Maybe.
What about pushing the wheelchair? Isn't that a problem?
What? Well, that's what he says, you do it yourself, right? He says, do it yourself. Okay, the Tzitzel Yezer says, Mayed in Ba'adam Shachre Ptia Kashe Baraglo, Yachol Lechet Kachamishim Meter Brachov, Shurak Nishan Al Kabayim. Right? This is the question everyone asked. Okay, what about someone who can walk 50 meters? Right? Acharkach en Yachol Lechet Klal Begal Kavim Kashim. Right? What if, right? Everyone's talking as if, right? You have two categories of people. People who can walk with difficulty and people who can't walk at all. That's their two standards. But the Tzitzel Yezer said, the majority of people that our question is not about either extreme, right? The real question is that most people that we're worried about are in the middle category. They can walk a few feet outside, but they can't walk a distance, right? That's the real Shaila, right? Meaning if we want to take the real Shaila we've been talking about, it's not the person who can't walk at all, right? It's the person who can walk a little bit, but at some point, not like he could walk a little bit and rest. Like, there'll come a point where he just can't walk anymore, even if he can walk 50 meters.
Which is problematic.
Right? Well, yeah, but he said, so what are you going to do? You said, okay, can that person ever go to shul? Right? Or go hear a shir? Right? Where the person, look, he's taking out his cane or whatever. Not because he needs it right now. Right? You don't have that hat there. But because he knows he can't get to his goal without it. So he says, Omnam Mishnah Brura, Bisiv Shin Alev Kose, Bizakan Alchav Vesabul Makel Shazulot says in Makel. He said, the Mishnah Brura would tell you it's usher. Right? Clearly. Because we said, but maybe the Mishnah Berurah only means someone who could really make it all the way to shul, right? It would make it easier. He said, maybe I have a heter. Because of harama, the sofsim and tafresh dalid, the mier duk shamim wrote to lech levesum, and vesa knesses al hefech, who istin is mutter lino min alav achim gim lim komo. The rama is a heter that if rain comes down, you want to walk to shul, you're an istinus, you can put on your shoes. And right, certain types of shoes, right, sandals is also midaraisa. Right, why does he formulate it this way until he gets there? He said, what it seems to be is there's this het there, that once it's mutter to put them on, right, you... Right, then you only have to take them off in a situation where you don't need them at all. But if you were allowed to wear it to begin with, right, in this case, before you left the house, right, so he said, what it sounds like is it depends. Right, it's problematic if it's ushered you to begin, then you can't do it. But if it's mutter for you to begin, right, because right, so then it should be mutter. He's like v'chein raiti b'sim again zechayim shenot al hakel minin didan. And so therefore, Rav Huttner was makel in this case. The Rav Huttner said that if you can't walk 100 meters, the fact that you can walk 50 meters still puts you in the category of someone who can't walk.
Right.
Right? So what you get, lahalacha, is that the simplest understanding is that if someone can walk without it, so then it should be aser. If they can't walk without it, it's mutter. If they can walk somewhat, but they won't be able to walk the whole way. Like, they can't. Not like it'll be difficult. So then Rav Huttner and the Tzitzeliezer say, well, maybe that's in the category of not being able to walk, which for many people will solve the problem, right? For many people, that's what you're talking about. You're not talking, right? You're talking about someone who can't walk all the way to shul. Not like it'll be hard. Like, they can't do it. They can walk.
Isn't it a subjective stand? Like, how far is the shul?
Yeah. I mean, presumably, right? So the person...
Yeah.
Right, if the shul's next door... Right?
Right, but and someone has a shul a couple miles, you know, he can
Tzitzeliezer and Rav Huttner say the standard is, yeah, where are you going? Right? They're willing to be makel. Like, this Rav Moshe thinks the maker din is mutter, usher, but he notes that the minog is to be makel, and therefore he says, if it's not a rishus harabim d'araisa, then don't be mocheb. My feeling is, that I don't, you know, my feeling from looking around is that Rav Moshe is right. That at least when there's an Eruv, right, no one challenges this at all, right? Like, you know, for whatever reason, right, no one challenges it. I think Rav Moshe is right. Now, Rav Moshe notes that there's reason...
You're right about what? I'm sorry?
That everyone does it, right? That, and no one challenges it.
Right.
Right? Now,
even though he says he should be.
Right, he says you should be, but he says the reality is that people aren't. Maybe it's because of what the Tzitzeliezer says,
but
right?
When there is an array, there's minhag. Some people do and some people don't, right? That's what remember.
So the reality is that most major cities at this point, people, right, have an Eruv. So I don't know what they do in non...
Montreal does not have an Eruv.
Montreal doesn't have an Eruv?
Sure. No, only in Kosovo.
Oh,
right, not the real religious places.
The real religious voice.
So I don't know. Look, halach l'maisa, I don't know what to say. I just, you know, look, these are the issues that are involved. You see, the Tzitzeliezer has more kulot.
Well, how do they do a baby carriage?
Yeah,
it does.
In Rosh Terabim?
Yeah,
you don't.
Some people.
It's not
kainos.
What?
When there's an
Eruv. Oh, so when there's no Eruv, you just don't go to shul.
No, I understand. When there's an
right?
Eruv. Let's say you have a child in a stroller. The kid can walk. In theory, the kid can walk. Are you not allowed to use a stroller?
On Yom Tov?
Yeah.
No, you are. No, you are.
On Shabbos, there's an Erev.
It's an interesting question. Why is a stroller different? It's interesting. Because Dafka, a stroller is more Mekel. Right? It's Eliezer, you know, has a tshuva that way, right? That a stroller is more Mekel. Right? Because it's if the kid can walk, it's more Mekel, because Chai knows Hayat Asmo. Interesting. I don't know. Look, I didn't sort of like flesh out this issue out of Sof. I like found like two major tshuvot on it.
But what about a summa?
So the thing is that everyone seems to assume the summa is aser, right? There's got to be someone who assumes not, and you know, maybe it's under Moshe's, you know,
heter.
You know, heter.
But everyone does it.
But look, these were the major tshuvot I found on it. I'm not saying this is the end halacha l'maisa. You know, I just wanted to get to the basics of this thing and see some of the modern tshuvot on it. You know, I assume if you Google, you know, you'll find more, and you know, people will analyze this more thoroughly. And I'm sure if I just email Reiter Chiner, you know, he'll like have a, you know, Makaro sheet on it. Okay, the Tzorach Rabim thing is not such a big deal, so we won't do that now. Look, if we have another shear, I don't know if we will or not. If we have another shear, maybe I'll email Reiter Chiner, and presumably he does have something on it. We can continue on the Lachal Maizah. This sort of just, you know, for me, this more of opened the problem, right. In the Sugya, rather than solved anything. Okay.
Does anyone have this story?